Hello everyone, welcome to Hearts of Meta Hype. I'm Eco100, my friend Venga Dragon. How's it going, Venga?
Oh man, it is going well, and we are going to talk about the new expansion and why we're excited about it. Let's go.
Yeah, so this expansion is something that I am looking forward to more than most of the other expansions because it reminds me of probably one of my favorite expansions of all time, Knights of the Frozen Throne. It just has a lot of similarities. It has new hero cards, it's bringing back a lot of control, it's bringing back, trying to bring back, Freeze Shaman. And there are just a lot of things about it that make it similar to Knights of the Frozen Throne, which is actually the expansion that I started making content for YouTube in. It was when I was like, you know what, I really like this game. This is when I like first started taking Hearthstone seriously. I liked it so much. So even if it's like half as good as Frozen Throne, which it looks like it's going to be more than half as good, I'm actually really excited about most of these cards. I think that this is going to be a very, very fun expansion. So what are your thoughts about it?
Well, firstly, I got to say, I saw like a tweet from Ecor and he's like, I'm 100% excited about Frozen Thrones. And if it's 50% as good as if this expansion is 50% as good as Frozen Throne, I'm 80% more excited about this expansion than I am of the others. So he's really excited about this one. So that's my thoughts. It's good to see Ecor excited about the expansion and myself. The reason why I'm excited about it is for pretty much the same reasons that you are. And that is because this expansion is a lot like Frozen Throne. And I started right around that time as well, too. Lich King was my favorite. I love the hero cards, especially the Paladin ones. You could never pull up those combos. But one of the cool things about this one is that I think the hero cards are like a little bit more like functional. Like they're not necessarily, and believe it or not, somewhat, some of them are less combo based. There are some ones that are pretty combo based, but there are some that are not. You know, like the Hunter one doesn't necessarily like make an OTK, but maybe the Priest one does, stuff like that. So it looks good so far.
Yeah, I do actually like everything. I do like some combos, but there are some decent standalone cards or cards that might lead to combos later. Like the Druid hero that allows you to get to 20 mana. That in itself isn't necessarily a combo card, but could end up leading to some combos we never thought of down the road because we've never had 20 mana before. So it's just something we haven't thought of. And I think that might seem a little bit strong, 20 mana. And it's the cheapest here, so you only have to pay 5 to get it. But overall, I'm really excited about this. And I put out a couple of different polls, and most people are excited about this as well. In terms of just the hero cards in general, if I said, do you think this is a good or bad idea? Only 12% of people said that it was a bad idea, which is probably one of the most positive things from a poll that I've had in Hearthstone. If I'm like, do you like this? Or do you not like this? Having the number be below 20% for like not liking it is probably one of the best numbers I've ever seen. And then in terms of do you guys like the expansion as a whole, this was several days ago before a lot of the cards were even announced. I think that people have been getting more excited. But 5 days ago, it was 27% didn't like it and 73% did like it. And then on Twitter, I did a very similar poll and only 4% of people didn't like it. The other 96% are looking forward to this expansion and like it. So, yeah, this looks like it's going to be their best expansion in a while. And I think it's just because they listen to their community, right? They're like, okay, people want a little bit of a slower meta. They want heroes to come back, and they want potentially some more board-based things. And that's basically exactly what they've given. And I want to hear your thoughts about what the community thinks. And then I have one other thing I want to talk about. But yeah, what are your thoughts on the community kind of agreeing that it's good? What do you like that? Do you think
I believe that there's a thing that's going on. Firstly, we've been talking about it for a long time, is that Hearthstone has been trying to move towards the board-based game. Like we've been saying it for like 3 expansions and it didn't happen. A lot of the decks became like an OTK, right? And
that is true.
The way that the meta was. But we have been saying they've been going this direction and just haven't seen it happen. And it kind of occurred to me that these things take time and you can't just evolve the meta overnight. It doesn't like just a new expansion doesn't just change it because the old cards exist. You have to work within those and certain things can happen because balance is really hard to do. And I think you're right. They have listened to the community and just takes time. And I think that the hero cards are interesting because if you look at like from a marketing standpoint of view, like they're every single game. And it's like, I come from a poker background, right? And we used to do marketing for poker. And the average life cycle of a poker player, right, who would play, they would last about 6 to 9 months in the game, right? And Frozen Throne came from 2 years ago. So a lot of the players that were around on Frozen Throne aren't around today.
I think Frozen Throne was longer than 3 years or 2 years ago. I think it was like four. Because it was when I was a freshman in college. Man, that was a long time ago.
Time flies. Yeah, maybe 2018, I think it came out. So that would be 3 years ago, I believe. And we could check on
August
that.
Let's 10th, let's 2017, stop. Knights of the Frozen Throne. It was August over 10th, 4 years ago, 4.5-ish years ago. Wow. That's insane.
Wow. Man, oh, yeah, you know, time flies. I it feels like yesterday. I thought I'd been playing Hearthstone for 2 years. Now I just found out I've been playing for four. But a lot of the players that are in Hearthstone are just not there that were around in Frozen Throne. And so it's really good times because that expansion for a lot of us on Goro and Frozen Throne were the height of Hearthstone for us. And the new cycle is back, you know, so it's kind of cool.
Yeah. I agree. I think that it is cool. I just think about how long I've been playing Hearthstone after like saying it out loud blows my mind. Because I've played since the open beta, which was 2014, but I mostly played Arena and just like casually to get to, you know, rank like 10 or something to get some decent rewards back when the rank system was different. It wasn't like bronze through diamond. It was literally just numbers and then legend. But yeah, that's so weird, actually. Now I'm thinking about it. I've played this game for so long, and I've made content for it for so long.
Yeah, I can't believe it. Like, I really, yeah. Wow, 4 years. Let's go. Yeah.
But overall, one other thing I want to talk about this expansion before I get into the one negative thing was I'm excited that they're finally printing, like, a dragon. I don't know if you know this, but the Brass Wing, the 8-mana 9/7 at the end of your turn, deal 2 damage to all enemies, honorable kill, restore 4 HP to your hero. I think that's either A, the first dragon in a year, or B, the first, like, dragon with a class. There might have been a neutral dragon that was released in this time, but it's, like, the first dragon in a long time. And I was reading about this on Twitter, because I didn't know that at first, but I was reading it because I was browsing through, like, people's thoughts on the new cards. And they're like, do you realize that this is, like, the first dragon in forever? And I was like, wait, that's crazy, because I want to see more dragons. I want to see more dragons, and specifically warrior and paladin. Those are the two classes I want to see dragons in, and they're finally here a little bit, so that's cool. What are your thoughts on it? Do you think there should be more dragons?
Well, Venga Dragon thinking there should be more dragons. I'll be honest with you, it's been bumming me out for a long time. The only dragon that we got in the last set was the, and if you wanted to even call it that, it was the card which was Lady Prester. Lady Prester is the card that Battlecry transforms all minions in your deck into random dragons. Mm-hmm. They keep their costs.
Oh yeah.
And stats, right? That card.
Yeah.
So that was the last one. And then before that, obviously there was dragons in the core set. Now I have a little bit of bias here because my name is Venga Dragon. And the reason why I started playing Hearthstone is because I wanted to play the dragons. I love the dragon lore. I actually really embrace that theme. And yes, Brasswing is the one and only dragon that's been printed in the last year. So
yeah, I'm looking at all the expansions right now. Madness of the Dark Moon Fair had 4 dragons printed, and then after that there were none in Forged in the Barrens and none in United in Stormwind, which I guess means they didn't like fit flavor wise, which makes sense. Like, they just didn't fit in like the expansion. There just weren't dragons in the thing that they were basing it off of, but it's still kind of disappointing. And the fact that they've released one, and hopefully there'll be a couple more. I'm hoping that this isn't just the only one. And this is one reason why I really like this expansion. But I want to talk about the one negative thing, which is, since the meta is slowing a little bit, or it looks like it will. Obviously, we don't exactly know what's going to happen with the meta. We've been wrong before. We'll be like, hey, this thing's going to be strong, and then it's not. Or this thing's going to be weak, and then it's super strong. But based on where I think that it's going, if the meta becomes a little bit slower, I think that especially quests in general, but especially quest Warlock, will be kind of problematic. And I asked somebody about this, or I made a poll about this on YouTube as well, because whenever I have a question or something I want to talk about on like our segment, I bring it up. And this actually got like over 2,000 votes, which actually is pretty good. Most of my polls have been getting more votes recently. Maybe it's just the new expansion, but it is nice in terms of like data collection. And about so 34% of people think that quests will still be extremely dominant in the game. 53% say that they will see a little bit less play but will still be a strong archetype. And only 13% of people think that quests will see significantly less play because of the new cards being released. And I think that's just because the meta, if you're focusing on hero cards that aren't like an insane linear win condition, like Quest Warrior will still see play. Because you're just going to play pirates, you'll get infinite value, you're fairly aggressive but have a couple of control aspects. And it's not like the new warrior hero, which is arguably one of the weaker ones, is going to replace the warrior quest. It's still going to be played. And same thing with like Quest Warlock. I think that a lot of the warlock cards seem interesting, but are any of those actually going to be strong enough to beat like a guaranteed win condition on turn 11 or 12 with fatigue? And that's like if it's slow. I don't see these new cards being proactive enough or having enough counterplay for the quest to stop them. Maybe there's a card that they haven't released yet that'll be like, hey, if the opponent has a quest, like, slow them down, or reset their quest, or move them back to a stage before the quest. I don't really know, but there's nothing.
You're getting like me now. You're getting like me now, where you're like trying to live the dream here.
Yeah, I know.
I don't think this is going to happen.
No, yeah, I don't think it's going to happen either. I'm just saying that, like, unless something like that miraculously happens, I agree with the majority of the community saying quests, because like 87% of the community, or at least of the people that voted for me, which is like 2,000 people, think that quests will still be very dominant in the meta. And as much as I'm looking forward to this expansion, part of me is like, but what if quests still just dominate? What if all of these cards look super cool, but the quests, which I do not like, by the way, are just so strong that they still dominate, and we don't actually get to see how good this expansion really is.
Let me stop you right there and give you some input, okay? Mm-hmm. Here's the deal. In the entertainment factor, if you want to play new cards and be entertained, and those cards are just fun to play and they don't win, then you'll be able to enjoy the meta as it will be. You will enjoy it for playing new cards. You have the newness factor. You get some cool battle cries, some death rattle this, death rattle that, all this kind of Death Knight feel that you had from Frozen Throne. That's all going to be back. However, if you want to win and the quests are what are the highest win rate decks and they're part of it, then those will be played in that meta. The meta will be two different things. One that will be more competitive, where you'll be using the quests that because they give you the most benefit, and you'll play them if you want to have fun, and quests are not a part of that, meaning they're not fun for you and they're a lower win rate, then that will be the meta for you. It really depends on what side you're coming from. If the quests are the best cards and winning is the most fun for you, then that's what will be played. And so 87% of your community is concerned that people will be more into winning than being entertained. So there it is.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that. And still part of me hopes that we're underestimating some of these cards and Quest will just see less play in general. And it won't be a split. Like, you want to win, you'll play Quest. You want to have fun, you won't. Ideally, if you want to win and have fun, it's using a lot of the new cards. But I don't fully know if that's going to happen. But yeah, I'm just excited for this. We can talk about more stuff related to this expansion on your segment. I just wanted to talk about how excited I was and why. Because just to sum up, new hero cards have always loved hero cards. We finally got a dragon. Looks like it's pushing more control/board-based archetypes. And it reminds me of probably my favorite set of all time. So, or favorite expansion of all time. So I'm excited. I really am. Every time I look at the new cards and I look at the cards in general, I just smile and I'm like, this is going to be a great next 4 months. and I'm going to have a blast making content. So
get used to it, guys. Igor is back. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Hearthstone Meta Hype. And I'm here with Igor, and we are going to talk about what's coming up in Fractured in Alteric Valley. Igor, are you excited, man?
No, I'm not. I think this expansion looks garbage. Terrible, even. Probably the worst expansion to have ever come out with Hearthstone. Honest opinion. Hold on.
Let's get the real Igor in here. No, wait, actually, we have the real Igor. Let's get the real Igor in here, though. Are you excited for the expansion? Yes, you are. I know you are.
Absolutely, yes.
Did you see segment one where Igor was ecstatic? I mean, the guy is just out of his mind. He's like, I can't believe it. It's just going to be so good. There's going to be control, all of this stuff. So I got to ask you about that, though, because when we were talking in segment one, the control aspect, mm-hmm. I mean, do you really think that the way to beat a quest is through control?
That's the problem. This is the thing I was talking about at the end of our segment, my segment, I guess, was that there are a lot of new, powerful, good cards, but are they proactive enough? Are they good enough to dethrone the quests? And like for Warrior, they're getting a 3-mana 2/4 taunt, meaning that gives them more taunts. They're getting a new removal card, some good armor, a kind of defensive new hero. Why would that be better than just playing a proactive hero quest that gets you infinite value turn 7, right? Or Warlock. Yes, there's some cool new control cards. There's some cool Death Rattle synergy cards. And obviously a new hero that can get you theoretically an endless amount of 3/3 imps. But why would that be better than just guaranteed winning the game turn 11 with fatigue or turn 12 or something at the latest?
Yeah. Exactly.
And even though I think that control will be better, and if a board-based meta does arise, like, here's what I think will happen, right? Because everything, there's like a cycle, right? If there are no aggro decks, combo decks like Warlock will kind of combo control decks, I guess. Like, Warlock will be strong, but like Demon Hunter, let's just say aggro Demon Hunter becomes a thing, because they have multiple cards that are like, if minions died, or if you have more minions in the board, gain extra attack. Druid looks like it's going to be more tempo-based with Beasts. Hunter has always been aggressive. Paladin has always been kind of board-based. Like, and then there's Rogue with Death Rattle, so it's probably going to push that archetype as opposed to just, like, combos. And then Shaman's going to be kind of control-ish. So all of these things are pushing more towards a board-based meta that, like, could potentially be more proactive in general, which might push quests out. But it's all determined by how powerful these things are, just in general. Yeah.
I think that, like, one of the cards that's really cool, though, for the Shaman is Brucon of the Elements, which is the hero card. And mm-hmm. that is one that could potentially replace the quest. The reason being is because the quest is good in Shaman, but it's also kind of like it's been nerfed, and possibly maybe the intention of the developers and the way the Hearthstone's going is that they will nerf the quests again just to slow them down a little bit, and perhaps they're coming. What do you think about that aspect? Do you think that there's a chance that they'll nerf the quest cards again?
Not for a while. I think that after they release the new cards, they'll probably not do any nerfs for at least 2 weeks, and then usually, at least from what I've seen after, like, expansions or mini set, after 2 weeks, they'll do, like, a slight balance change. Sometimes it's big, sometimes it's small, depending on how powerful things are right out of the gate. So if there is any sort of change, it won't come for at least another month. And then even then, they might focus on nerfing some of the more powerful new cards and leave the quests untouched. And even if they do nerf the quests, the only one that I think needs to be adjusted, really, is the Warlock one. I think that it's still just too consistent. Warrior is also fairly strong. I just think that it's because some of the pirates are a little bit overtuned and you can gain a ton of tempo throughout the game and then you finish the quest and then you just get infinite value. I don't think the quest is necessarily as powerful. I think it's some of just the fact that they buffed three pirates like 2 weeks before they came out with the new cards, and then they came out with two new really strong pirates to improve the pool for the Juggernaut and just make it more consistent to finish in the first place. So that's really my thing. I think that Warlock quest needs a nerf, and the Warrior one, maybe the pirates need a nerf in general, or maybe it itself needs a nerf. But other than that, I think the quests are in a pretty decent spot. Like the Shaman one is still playable. The Rogue one is surprisingly good and playable. And the Hunter one sees some play, although not a ton, but it is playable without being too dominant. Like, I think other than those two quests that I mentioned right at the beginning, the rest are fairly well balanced, actually.
Yeah. Well, you know what's crazy about the when the meta comes up, like this particular one that I was looked into, and I just wanted to just clarify this first, is right when Fractured in Alteric Valley comes into place, we're going to have not three, not five, but six sets of cards in there. And we'll be playing with six sets of cards until March or April, when the next expansion comes out and when the new year. Right now, we're in Year of the Griffin, so they'll be introducing a new year next year, obviously. And then those expansion cards will come out, and those will be, I believe, will be Ashes of Outland, Scholomance, and Madness at the Dark Moon Fair, right? Those will come out. So we have about 3 months of playing with the quests as they are, right? Because a lot of the cards that synergize in the quests are from Scholomance and from Madness and even Ashes of Outland. So the meta is going to be shaken up. So I think you're right. I don't think that they're really going to do much changes, because we have 3 months of just playing literally with craziness, and then the whole expansion will just need to be balanced again in March. So it's going to be good times. I think the game will be really refreshing, as it needs to be. And whenever a new expansion comes, it's always refreshing. And, you know, like, 2 months, usually you get about 2 months of play. The problem with United and Stormwinds, though, is the quests were a bad idea. I think they were, so.
Yeah, and that's what worries me, right? Like, one bad idea this year will be with us for the rest of up till the next year from now, right? Like, yes, this is crazy and things will be shaken up in March or early April of next year, depending on when the expansion ends up coming out. But the most problematic thing being quests, which is what everybody's pissed off about, is going to stay with us for a while. And then I did another poll. I talk about these polls all the time. What is something that you don't like about Hearthstone? And basically I said, is it lack of interactivity, games are too fast, mana cheat, control is too strong, or other? And then most people put lack of interactivity and combos. And in the comments, which had like almost 100, the most part was like, quests make the game non-interactive, quests are too consistent, quests allow for games to be too fast. And so at the root of the two biggest problems, which is what 77% of people are upset about, at least those who are verbalizing in the comments say that the culprit is the quests. And so the most problematic thing staying in the meta for the next year, more than a year, actually, because we still have to go through 1 year and then, like, a little bit of March to April as well. Just makes me a little bit worried. And hopefully down the road, they'll, like, adjust them some more if they become too powerful. And they're like, okay, people really dislike quests. maybe we'll just nerf him to be fairly unplayable or really weak, and just like push it under the rug, you know, because he can't get rid of it necessarily. Or they do what they do with like Baku and Jen Greymane or whatever, where they Hall of Fame him 1 year early because they absolutely dominated the meta and people did not like them. I wouldn't mind that either. And then when they did do that, I think they came out with a couple new legendaries to make up for that. So when they rotate the year out, they'll do that. Maybe Hall of Fame, all those cards real quick because everybody hates them. Well, not everybody, but like the majority of people hate them. In every single poll, it's been quests are a problem.
Right.
But they'll do that. And then instead of releasing 135 cards, they'll release like 145 with having one new legendary for each class to make up for the quest that they took out. And that could end up being a pretty good thing, in my opinion. I don't know if they're going to do that. I don't know what their plans are. Obviously, I don't work at Blizzard. That's just something that I think that they should do and would be pretty well received if they were to do it.
I agree with you. And one of the things is this, is the poll that you're talking about, I answered on that poll, and I voted for Manacheat, and I actually made a comment there.
Manacheat is a problem as well.
And I don't really want to get into it because it would be like an entire episode, and maybe we can do that next time. We could talk about it or the next segment or whatever. I mean, some other time. But yeah, Manacheat is a problem because Manacheat stems all of it. It makes the quest worse. Manacheat, you know, in the Warlock quest is the giants, the flesh giant is zero mana. In the mage is your cost of spells is zero mana. And it just, there's all kinds of things that is about Manacheat. But I don't want to really get into that. What I want to talk about, though, is the idea that I do believe that the track record of Team 5 has changed when they did Hall of Fame, Baku, and Jhen. So if you don't like the quest, there is hope, I think, that they will be Hall of Famed or put into Wild or whatever it may be. The reason why is because the community has a voice that Team 5 is listening to. There has been some new people that have gotten involved in the management, the community manager who is now Akala Lake. She's really, really proactive in talking to creators and listening to the community. She's able to sift out the noise and deal with some of the loud, obnoxious people, and she has respect. So she's kind of a voice to the developers, and I think she has a good relationship with those people over there. So there's good lines of communication. And if quests are really the problem, then I think they will be solved in the right manner. And it's only a test of time. We'll see. But I agree with you again. I don't think that they'll come out of the meta like right in the first 3 months. I think any chance that the quest will be changed will probably be in whatever next year's expansion is going to be. The Year of the Dragon again, perhaps. The Year of the Elementals. The Year of the E-Core. The Year of the Vanga Dragon. Whoever it is, whatever it is, I just gotta always tell you what I always tell you guys. No matter what you do, as I always say, stay hype, and we'll see you next week.